Hey, is it Gary?
Yeah.
Hey, Gary, this is Steve at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Not bad.
Good, man. I know you're probably busy, too. I'm not really trying to take up much of your time here, Gary. Just trying to follow up with you on something. Sent out an offer to your business like 2.5 weeks ago to see if you'd seen that come across your desk.
What was it?
It's actually just, it was in reference, you did a working capital loan a couple while back. Does that ring a bell at all to you?
Nope.
Okay. Well, anyways, I know it's the fourth quarter, so I know you guys get a lot of construction companies getting a little more busier right now. I deal with a lot of construction companies. So the offer I sent out to you guys was for some equipment or some capital. I'm just following up here, seeing if you guys could use any additional funding, either with equipment or some capital. I think you guys were pre-approved with us.
Yeah, who are you guys with?
The Bank of Cardiff. I know it sounds weird over the phone. It's like, I'll spell it, C-A-R-D-I-F-F, like Frank.
Yeah, I've never really heard of
it. Yeah, we've been around for 14 years. We sent it out through direct mail. Did you happen to see that?
If I did, I would have forgot by now. But
yeah, no worries.
Yeah. I don't need nothing, anybody can use money, but it's paying it back is the problem.
You know? Sure.
Gotta have
jobs,
pay it back.
That's right, man. Yeah, I mean, the nice thing about it is, though, if you are looking to, you know, grow your business, then, you know, it does make sense for it, so.
Oh, yeah. What kind of interest rate you guys got?
Well, it depends on what you're looking for. Like, if you're looking to bring on equipment, those rates are going to be just like your traditional loan, you know, anything from 0 to 10, just depends on what you look like.
Right.
And then the capital, unsecured cash. That's going to be, you know, your unsecured cash loan, so that's going to be not really an APR, it's more of like a fixed payback, so if you take out $10,000, you pay back $15,000, so you just know how much you're paying back, so it's a little bit different.
Half of it, yeah.
Yeah, were you...
I mean, I actually got a way better rate than what you guys could ever even compare to.
Oh, yeah? Where at?
At one of my banks down here, I get... 3.5% interest on however much, $100,000 up to $100,000 I'm approved for. But
okay. Do you ever reach into that? How many times do you reach into that?
Not very often. Not very often.
Okay.
Once in a while. You know, most of the time I reach into it is when my taxes come due.
Sure.
You know. And then if I don't have my money for my taxes, then I just jump into it right quick and then take care of it, and that way I don't get penalized by the government. You know how they are.
Yeah, of course. Do you use that line of credit for like equipment purchases?
I use it for anything.
Yeah.
Not restricted.
Yeah, no, I gotcha. No, because you brought up the taxes. So I know that the you ever take advantage of the 179?
I don't know what that is.
That's the equipment. So you know, businesses at the end of the year have to write off on equipment.
Well, I mean, all my stuff is, you're talking about like depreciation?
Yeah.
Yeah, all mine's done up and gone.
Okay.
That tells you the age of my equipment, doesn't it?
That's all right. Yeah. Well, if you ever need to bring on new stuff, you know. No, I mean, that's a fantastic rate. You know, that's so fine. If you have your good relationship with your bank, that's great. We're not here to step on their toes, you know. We're just a second door resource of funds, you know. We offer things that your bank can't sometimes.
Right. Well, I mean, 3.5 is, you know, I mean, it's all about money. So if you can beat that, I'll talk to you. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, absolutely.
I don't think you can, but...
Well, with equipment, we could come close. Now, you have to realize that the only reason they're giving you that 3% is because you've been working with them forever. So they have your money. You know, you do your banking with them. They have your relationship built. So, yeah, of course they're going to give you that 3%. Now, I guarantee you, if you're going to go switch banks to somewhere else, there's no way they'd give you that 3% unless you switch banks. Guaranteed.
Right. Well, that's why I deal with more than one bank, though. Yeah.
Okay. You have lines of credit out at multiple banks?
Yeah.
Okay. That's pretty interesting. All right.
You can't tell when you need money.
That's right. You can't. That's right. How's business been for you guys?
It's slow right now, but it is coming back around.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Right on. Do you guys specialize in anything special or just everything?
Really. Water and sewer mainly, but, you know, we really like water.
Really like water?
Yeah.
A lot of people like water. Got to. What's that?
It's easy.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. You guys busier in the fourth quarter? Is this the busy time, or is it?
Yeah. Right now, it's a little bit busier than normal. I mean, it seems like stuff's coming in. I can see stuff coming up. You know, I don't mean I'm gonna get it, but I can see stuff coming up.
All right, on. Just curious, do you guys ever get put on like Net 30s or Net 60s or anything?
I don't know what that is.
Like if you have a project that's coming up and you don't get paid until the end of it.
Yeah.
Just cash flow. So I know a lot of. I deal with a lot of construction companies. They get put on these Net 60s. You know, like they don't get paid 60 days out. You know what I mean? Like you start a project and then you get paid once it's done. And I know cash flow gets a little bit, you know, light in between there. So. That's where capital loans really help out the business.
That's what I use my line of credit for.
Sure. That's so fun, and that's great. I mean, glad you have a fantastic rate there. Okay. Well, awesome. Let me see here. Well, Gary, would it be okay if I just, you know, do you have an email? I can just send you, like, some information just in case you ever need it. You know, it's nothing wrong with looking at both sides of the table.
I don't think you guys will even come close to what I've got. I hate to give it out, and then who knows who you give it to, and then I get 900 emails a day the way it is. You know what I mean?
I understand where your concern is coming from that, but I can assure you that that would not happen with me, but right. That's okay if you don't trust me. I mean, there's no reason you should trust me. But
I mean, it's out there on state websites. You can't, you know what I mean? You can get it from there if you want, but that's up to, you know, as far as me giving it out, I really don't give it out.
I gotcha. That's totally fine. You guys, the sales up from last year, though?
Do I?
Your sales are up from last year, at least?
Sealed up.
Your sales? Are you guys...
Sales up from last year, yeah.
Yeah. Right on. Doing anything differently? Like, hiring new people?
No, actually, it seems like workforce is hard to get this this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How come?
Okay. That I don't know.
Huh? You think it has anything to do with the election coming up?
I'm not sure. You going to vote for Trump?
I don't know. Who are you going to vote for?
I'm probably going to vote for Trump.
Yeah, me too. Absolutely. I can't. I don't think I can do the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's bad news bears there.
That's why I'm with you.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are waiting to see what's going to happen. It's interesting, that's for sure.
Yeah, very interesting.
Yeah. Well, all right, Gary, why don't you...
I think Trump will help out small businesses.
Oh, my gosh, absolutely he will.
Yeah. Or probably any business.
Yeah, for sure. He's all about the people. Yeah. Hillary, she's going to be... She's trying to raise taxes and do all that stuff. You understand? You know what property taxes are going to raise up to on that?
I haven't heard.
It's going to be insane.
Yeah, they went up here.
Yeah. And see, I like Trump...
By the country you're from, but... That's they went up here.
Yeah, I just think they're going up everywhere.
Where you guys out of?
I'm out in San Diego right now.
San Diego.
Yeah. So it's kind of expensive out here.
Right.
And I like Trump too. I was in the military, so I'm always, you know, Trump fan, so.
Right. That's good.
Yeah. All right, Gary. Well, I know you're busy, man. I don't want to take much of your time, but, you know, if you ever have a chance, take a look at us online. You know, I can write it down. Bank of Cardiff. Check. Yeah, it's like Cardiff, Wales, but we're not in England. So.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll let you go.
All right, Gary. Have a good one, man. Have a good weekend.
All